Mark Christensen, a widely published author, is a longtime educator, a professor of English at Bemidji State University, where his particular interests are poetry and creative nonfiction. Mark Christensen.
An old watch. On my fireplace mantel, resting on a stand I had carved out of elk horn, is a gold watch, its chain draped around the base of the stand. It's an Elgin pocket watch, dated 1896, somewhat ornate in the carved edges and decorations on the lid. The watch works well and keeps good time, that is, as good as a manually wound watch can. It was presented to my great-grandfather on some occasion in his life. At one time I knew the nature of the occasion, but now I've forgotten. Maybe when he completed his medical degree, I'm not sure. My parents had the watch cleaned and gave it to me, again, on some occasion, again, I don't remember which one. It may have been when I completed my PhD, but I really don't remember. Memory and its absence haunt me. For some years I wound the watch every morning and felt a faint connection to my great-grandfather. The sound of it ticking away was pleasant, even reassuring. My wife and my stepson were respectful. The boy didn't play with it, nor did he work the clasp or stem. I imagine he would have received the watch had our lives gone as I anticipated. But he left to live with his biological father 6 years into my marriage with his mother. 5 years after that, she left, too. She took many things, but she didn't take the watch. Memory and its absence. The watch is a piece of memorabilia passed on from a man I don't remember, in fact, never met. It represents generations. I didn't know the man. Nor did I know his son. His grandson, my father, gave the watch to me. I have no children. The watch has stopped. I don't wind it anymore.